After Lehmann's death, I was rummaging through test pressings in her library and found that recording, which John Pfeiffer included in the wonderful RCA CD of Lehmann recordings. Let's hear that same song with Hermann Pry. There's no doubt that Lehmann broke phrases to grab what came to be known as the Lehmann catch breath. Now, to illustrate something, first from a 1938 live town hall performance with just the ending of Ständchen by Strauss, no catch breath at the end. Famous catch breath in my opinion, something that she did to emphasize the last word or note. That orchestrated version of Stenchen was recorded less than 3 months after the town hall example. The catch breath added something memorable to the ending. Now here is Lehmann's instruction to a young singer about just such an expressive breath.
Between Eine and Nachtigall, which is naturally not good, but then do it with an expression. I have done that in the last years of my concert singing. I had not so much breath anymore, and I made a virtue out of necessity. I would have, for instance, done Ferne, sang eine Nachtigall, sang eine Nachtigall. And then the audience thinks it has to be so. They don't feel then, certainly many of them feel it, unfortunately, but some of them, they think this is just as it should be. But when you sing sang eine Nachtigall, everybody knows. It would be better to have that in one breath, yeah? Now, you will not get that very quickly, but when you are at home, try this. This is a kind of an expressive breath. Then you can do it.
But enough misunderstandings and misconceptions. I want you to hear a few recordings of Lieder that were made public for the first time on the Music and Arts multi-CD box I mentioned at the outset. they establish again the legendary nature of Lehmann's art. For me, there is no better recording available of Schubert's Der Wanderer than this live town hall performance that Lehmann gave in 1946.
Gesucht, geahnt.
I should mention that Lehmann's pianist was Paul Ulanowski, an artistically successful partnership that both enjoyed. Many of you know the work of Bill Moran. He helped me with the Lehmann discography, and I often visited his La Cañada, California hacienda. One of our discussions concerned an adequate performance of Schubert's Auflösung. No singer seemed to have the power and at the same time feeling. We listened to many recordings from his fabulous and vast collection, but didn't have access to what you are about to hear. For sheer energy, commitment, and thrill. From the same 1946 Town Hall recital, here is Lehmann's Auflösung by Schubert. Every time I hear Lehmann sing with that kind of assurance and fervor, it takes my breath away. In the following excerpts, I want to return to Lehmann's opera career. She was justly famous for her Strauss roles. She was the first Dyer's wife, the first Christina in Intermezzo, and the first Vienna Arabella.
Matteo sieht sich nicht in mich. Ich nicht meine fremde Mann, einmal noch sehen. Ich möchte einmal deine Stimme.
Let's return to Lehmann's great Wagnerian roles. She was a famous Eva, having sung the role 54 times in Vienna. Has there ever been a more amazing outburst in all of opera than Lehmann's "O sag's mein Freund"? From that 1920 Meistersinger recording, I'd like to close this presentation with the role that opened Lehmann's career, her Elsa. It was her breakout role in Hamburg, and she sang it 39 times in Vienna. We'll hear a radio broadcast of 1937. In Act Two of Lohengrin, Evil Ortrud tries to sow seeds of doubt in Elsa's mind. In Elsa's reply, we can enjoy Lehmann's legato, long phrases, easy and beautiful high notes. And of course, she sings, and these are Lehmann's own words, with the guileless pride of a child as she tells Ortrud of the bliss with which she awaits the coming day. Thank you for allowing me to share my admitted obsession with Lotte Lehmann and my devotion, appreciation, and joy in her art. For me, this kind of singing defines what it means to be an artist. I hope one day to attend one of your meetings. For now, I say aloha.